As many as 1.5 million people are injured every year by medication errors alone, according to a recent study by the Institute of Medicine and the National Academies. To alleviate that, the study calls for all prescriptions to be written electronically by 2010. A good start, says Scott Misek, who's the clinical pharmacist at Barnes Jewish Hospital in St. Louis.
Technology is there. Certainly it's the capital investment, but there are a number of instances and studies that show that by taking handwriting out of the equation and having it electronic, as you say, certainly improves safety from that aspect.
The other major improvement MISAC and other practitioners are pushing for is for all medications to have the proper indications marked on them in plain English. For instance, the IV bag should say, "This medicine is for the treatment of high blood pressure." Better packaging and labeling is but one part of the solution. In a separate study, the Institute of Medicine calls for improvements in nursing staff levels and the general work environment. And for the roughly 50,000 licensed nurses in Kansas, Kansas State Board of Nursing nurse specialist Diane Glenn says there's a strict peer review process already in place.
And in Kansas, since 1986, we've had a risk management law in place that requires all licensed healthcare facilities, there's like 286 hospitals or so, to have in place an actual peer review system. So when something like this does happen, they peer review it inside and, you know, they take educational action.
Hospitals can be intimidating. Patients bombarded by several different sources all at once, nurses, doctors, nutritionists. But if it's medication administered in the hospital, there is another source patients ought to consult. People like Scott Misek.
We're part of that white coat brigade of physicians, nurses, pharmacists, respiratory therapists, you know, that mass of healthcare humanity that comes in to take care of you, and we're part of that team. So certainly when we're not seeking you out, it's important if you have questions about medications, not only to ask your doctor or nurse, but to seek out the pharmacist.
One more check and balance that could prevent a fatal error.